In Rest for the Heart this week, we're going to be talking about God's ongoing purposes and plans for our lives. It's truly amazing when we think how he's chosen us. If you're enjoying our podcasts and you feel you want some more encouragement, next week we are running a mini conference from Tuesday the 22nd till Friday the 25th, from 11 till 12:30 in the daytime, and there will be a concert on Wednesday evening. If you want to register with us for this, it's about peace in troubled times, please email Rachel at mbm-ministries.org. It'll be lovely to see you, and she'll send you the details. Anyway, lovely to be chatting to you now, and so here is God's ongoing purposes for us. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my spokesman to the world. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Just as in his love he chose us in Christ, actually selected us for himself as his own before the foundation of the world, so that we would be holy, that is, consecrated and set apart for him, purpose-driven and blameless in his sight. For we are his workmanship, a masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set so that we could walk in them. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have appointed and placed and purposefully planted you so that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting. So that whatever you ask of the Father in my name as my representative, he may give to you. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His plan and purpose.